Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, et cetera, you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Let's see what the hell's going on this wonderful, faithless Friday. Although it's 85 degrees here. I mean, it's, you know.
Meaning?
A little sticky and.
Oh, yes.
I was going to say it's a lovely day, but it's
it feels like
a hot, sticky day.
It feels like a hurricane is coming. It really does. Doesn't it?
Is there?
I have no fucking idea.
I mean, you know, it's not crazy odds.
Right.
To think it might be. Join us on social media during the show. We check our Twitter at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
Not on the TikTok. Ryan's on the TikTok. Right. And join us if you want to help us out by buying shit through our Amazon link. We would really appreciate that. And thanks to those who do at crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on the webpage. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission and does not cost you anything.
Yay!
Just helps us out.
Right.
What is this? I don't know what the hell that
that's
is.
Some crazy shit.
Somewhere in my menu here.
Oh, that's a sound cue.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
This sounds like some like generic. It's Monday morning, everybody. Be happy. Don't be sad.
Oh.
Don't be a little bitch. It's Monday. But it's Friday, actually.
I'm a human and I'm coming.
Ooh, yes, wee. Zoot alors.
Like I said, it's a wonderful, faithless Friday, everybody. We got some mostly cross-shape incursions into.
Oh, yes.
Our lives.
What's up with these Christians?
To highlight. And then, but there's all kinds of other shit to highlight, too.
Oh.
Let's see what the headlines are. Over to the HuffPo.
Fuck you.
The commie. What are you doing?
Pinko liberal effete.
Thank you. The
suck
dog.
My dick.
It's just poking me in the back of the leg.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's, it's Friday. She's like, God, enough of this shit already.
Biden rejects Trump demand on January 6 probe, it says. The Biden administration has moved to block an attempt by the former guy to keep documentation related to the January 6 Capitol attack under wraps. He's trying to claim like all this everything's executive privilege. Everybody gets executive privilege. Whoever I decide.
Let me ask you something. Did Biden at some point make Trump think that they were cool or something? I mean, doesn't Biden hate Trump?
Yeah.
Why would Trump even think that he would? Why would Biden do Trump any fucking favors?
I don't
favors?
Believe they're personally in touch.
Right.
It's not like, what are you doing to me, Joe?
Biden's like this guy. Right? Hopefully.
In a letter. In a letter. It would allow Trump-era documentation to be released to the House Select Committee investigating the deadly riots. Trump indicated earlier this week he planned to sue to block the committee's subpoenas.
citing executive privilege.
Fuck you, you dumb fuck.
The concept that presidents have the right to keep some communications and information secret. According to Trump, it's everything.
Ooh,
everything's
yes.
secret.
Hey, sorry, Trump. We just want to know if there's any insurrectionists currently in our government right now. We're just curious.
Right.
That's why we're looking into it, you fuck.
That's basically what it is. The
That's bizarre. Because Trump was kind of, I don't know if you agree or not, was kind of a cunt to Biden during
sure.
the
I can't wait till
election.
We find out what that letter said.
What letter?
The letter that the every president leaves in the Resolute desk for the next president.
I don't know.
And Trump, according to the book Peril, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy that book, order it, Audible to listen to the crabdiving.com/Audible to join Audible and listen to it.
Yay.
Or if you don't feel like fucking paying for it, go to the library. You can download digital books now.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Remember libraries?
No.
I was way into libraries. I know this will be a shock. I was way into libraries when I was a kid.
Shit.
Like I worked in the summers as a free volunteer.
You know how to
when
use
I was
the
like
card
11
catalog?
And 12. Of course.
Okay.
How dare you.
Why was the system
was also
so
very proficient
strange.
With the microfiche?
Oh, really? That's cool.
Let's see. Where was I?
It really sucks that technology has just made like a lot of AV nerds obsolete. It's kind of not fair. No, I mean that a lot of things you can do now and you don't have to know anything to do them.
You
right.
can shoot a movie on your iPhone that's better quality than
right. and you don't,
16 millimeter.
And honestly, you don't have to know that much shit
right.
to hit record.
Right.
So
I mean, sound
can
be tricky. Sound is still a deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to get sound done well.
Yeah. I mean, oh, yes.
The
sound is always the worst thing. I hate that, especially at comedy shows. It's just like, sometimes there's just no sound coming out of anything and you don't know why and there's nothing you can do. And then you just turn it off and on and then it works.
Until we can get like wee tiny little wireless mics that work really, really well.
Yeah.
I mean, they, you know, they have wireless, but
right.
They have little packs you got to wear and shit.
That's so weird.
The White House, The White House is not ruling out the possibility it may block other Trump-era documentation from
yes.
reaching the committee's hand, because it will make those decisions as needed. So they're not giving them a carte blanche to just get everything. They're
right.
saying, well, the stuff that you said you wanted, we think that makes sense. So,
yeah.
Fuck them.
Right. I mean, why? I don't know. I mean, there's no just why would anybody do anything to help Donald Trump at this point? I mean, the guy is a fucking insurrectionist.
Getting her an ice cream.
Oh, okay, of course. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, you get a big fat fucking chunk of. And by the way, I'm seeing a lot of alligator play on Facebook and videos where people are.
Excuse me?
Alligator play. Videos where people
is
are.
Is that like for Fursuit Friday?
Oh, yes.
Or that would be more like a.
No,
scale suit Friday.
No, alligator play is exactly what alligator play sounds like. It's just what people from Florida do if they're fucking stupid. I'm seeing a lot of a Florida man fucking
the
with
guy
gators.
With the bin? With the
trash
bin? Yeah, that's a
what
great
the
one,
fuck?
Isn't it?
I mean, did he do a good thing by relocating it? I mean, he risked his life to just let the alligator go. Only to come back to where it fucking was later that afternoon. I mean, it's kind of a crazy fucking thing. Isn't there someone that can take that alligator and put it in a truck and drive it the fuck out of here? He just let it go in the backyard. He's like, that'll do. God damn.
Are you suggesting?
He puts
are you
it
suggesting
in,
the summary,
yes.
summary execution of that
no.
poor animal?
No, take it somewhere else. Don't leave it in my fucking backyard. That goddamn gator is just going to go back to where it was.
It has a home. It might have babies.
You don't know. Why was it there
of.
In the first place? It was hunting.
Well, probably looking for somebody's
so
cat
now,
or
now
something.
It's going to come back. It's going to come right back.
The House committee is seeking a wide array of comunicaciones and documentación from around the time of the Capitol attack. Some of the information it has requested from the National Archives and certain federal agencies and other information is being demanded of individuals who worked closely with Trump at the time.
Yay. Okay, great. That's perfect. Worked closely with Trump at the time. So who the fuck wasn't fucking dirty? I mean, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, who was going to go work for him?
I don't know.
That's the whole thing.
Right.
Didn't hire the best.
No.
Committee Chair Representative Benny Thompson and Vice Chair Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming said they will swiftly consider advancing criminal contempt of Congress referrals for the uncooperative witnesses such as Mark Meadows, yes, such as Cash Patel, such as Dan Scavino, and the Blotch Nazi himself.
Yay.
Steve Bannon has already said he is telling them to go fuck themselves.
I saw that!
In regards to these subpoenas.
Isn't that illegal? Like, if you get subpoenaed, don't you have to respond to it? Even if you're a Nazi?
From the courts, but they've been trying to squeal that does the Congress have any kind of real authority? And I thought in the past it had. You could be held in contempt of Congress and thrown in jail.
I mean, have we heard from What's-His-Face?
Who?
One of Trump's press, no, not press secretary, the...
Spicy?
No, one of his lawyers. One of his counsel that...
Don McGahn?
Yeah, did Don McGahn?
No, I don't think he ever testified.
Why the fuck not?
Or maybe he did. I don't know.
Is everybody busy? They're so busy. You know what I mean?
They're all just trying to cover their own asses because they're worried.
Yeah.
Trump goes down, they go down too.
But I mean, people investigating this shit must be just so busy.
Oh, right.
I mean, I don't know. Right. Where do you start?
Well, they got to run a country, and then they've got to try to forensically examine what these assholes did, what bombs they've left hidden, ticking, and what evil people they hired to destroy every bit of government from within.
Yeah. So it's not like just, I don't know. How do you fix that? I guess Trump will be a big learning process for our country. We'll figure out, like, every time we have a Republican...
How to become fascist.
Yeah,
this is
what happens when you're done with a Republican administration. You got to gut the fascism out of it, I guess. I don't know. And you got to take out that fucking... that golf course thing that he had, that putting... The electronic putting course.
Oh, he had a room, right? With a...
In a whole fucking room?
Yeah, I've seen those before. They're like, they're digital. You hit the ball and it tells you how far it would have gone and shit.
You should
like
be
that.
So busy being president that you could give a fuck about golf.
What
honestly.
If Biden allegedly, they showed him that room when he moved in and Biden said, what an asshole.
Yeah, what a fucking asshole.
What an asshole.
This fucking guy. I mean.
The Drudge Report headline.
Yay.
Oh, uh-oh. Dawn of the global tax.
Chimera! New world order! Sign of the beast!
136 countries agree, it says. I don't know if this is accurate.
Hey, you know, this global thing, I wonder if Alex Jones has already jumped on this shit. The global tax.
Oh, this is great. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, on Friday announced a major breakthrough on corporate taxes. After years of disagreement, the group of developed nations has agreed to a global minimum corporate tax rate.
Damn! A global minimum.
Of 15%.
Okay.
Now, this doesn't mean the money is going to some... 15% is going the way Drudge has it, that it's going to some global entity.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not an extra 15% tax.
It's not
going to the Illuminati.
Right, right. It's not going to shock troops.
It's saying, hey, you need to tax corporations a minimum of 15% in your country if you want to play in our sandbox.
To me, it's a way to globally fight poverty. I mean, right?
It says it marks a huge shift for smaller countries such as the Republic of Ireland. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's not my fault.
Sorry, guys. Which have attracted international firms to a large extent via their lower tax rate.
Oh, shit. The party's over, motherfuckers. So what are they going to do? I mean, what are they going to do? Just pay more?
Well, yeah. They agreed. They're part of the country. 136 right. fucking countries. The landmark deal agreed by 136 countries and jurisdictions representing more than 90% of the global GDP will also reallocate more than $125 billion of profits.
Oh, shit.
From around 100 of the world's largest and most profitable.
Pay up, bitches.
To countries worldwide, ensuring that the firms pay. These are MNEs, multinational entities.
Right.
To ensuring that these firms pay a fair share. So,
like Apple.
So they will allocate parts of. Make sure that parts of that tax go to companies have to pay it. That are exploiting. They may not have a physical entity.
Yes.
In a country, but they're exploiting the country's workforce
by selling shit,
items, or resources, or whatever, because that's what rich people do.
Right, and this is not part of the New World Order, or is it?
Yeah, it is. Sure. And I'm all fucking for it.
Pay up, bitches.
15% is not enough.
No, fuck
Multinational
no.
Multinational giant corporations should be paying a fuck ton more.
Do you know how many villages of homeless people there are in Los Angeles that just live under overpasses? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the whole thing.
And then take a walk through gated Beverly Hills.
Oh, yes. The income is not effectively distributed. We're coming for your shit, takers. That's the cops.
Is that the po-po going by? That's what a strange noise. Mm-hmm. That was an unmarked vehicle.
Piggies.
So there you go. Good news, world leaders.
Yay!
We think it's good news. Drudge, of course, is presenting it as the end of everything.
Oh, shit.
That we know.
Right.
Global tax.
They think people are coming into your homes to take your monies and your children's.
Yeah, and they don't want even the slightest hint of anyone telling us what to do. We got the biggest dick on the world. We should be telling everybody else what to do. Nobody tells us what to do. That's why they didn't want the Paris Accords.
Yeah. Well, and I think what ultimately has to happen is everybody has to take their penis off the table and decide, everybody, that we got to save this planet or we're all going to fucking die on it. Some horrible, fiery fuckstorm of some, you know, cataclysmic. Like volcano or something. Yeah. I mean, you know. What do you think's going to do it?
What, kill us all?
Yeah.
Nothing. I think we're like roaches. No, I think we'll survive. I mean, it won't be great.
Even a super volcano? It might be.
Well, that would kill a lot of people. I don't see that, you know, I don't know. I still think people would find a way to survive, though.
You think we're going to outthink this shit? Like a volcano, there must be a way to prevent them.
Right.
What, can you nuke it?
I mean, it would kill gazillions and everything, but there would still be people that, let's call them the privileged, who would have access to science and technology that would help them preserve at least a tiny bit of society to try to help rebuild.
Why don't we just, some of these volcanoes... This is a serious question. Why not nuke them, but just bomb the shit out of them and make them
not how it works.
No. And make it go away.
That's not how bomb it works because it starts much deeper than that.
Don't we have these bunker busters that we used in Afghanistan? We could just blow the shit out of these fucking volcanoes.
And the volcano would say, I see your little drop and I raise you.
We're America.
A few million megatons.
Can we nuke it?
Can we nuke it?
You can nuke a volcano, and it might kill it, though. It very well might. It will just, where the volcano was, there will be nothing because of the nuclear bomb. Correct?
Incorrect.
There must be some system to a volcano that you could bomb it and make the system go away. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. How are you going to stop the magma from...
You're gonna blow it up.
You gotta stop plate tectonics and shit. How you, the pressure of the magma?
I don't know. You're right.
It sounds like Seattle,
hey.
Great town, is I mean, to me, it sounds like things are about to get a whole lot more pleasant in Seattle.
Why? Because they're shooting another season of Frasier.
But other people are. It's not gonna be in Seattle. But other what? People are.
Where are they basing it?
I don't know. I know that, I think I did the spoiler alert already, so jump ahead a minute if starting now if you don't want to hear what happens on Frasier.
Okay.
but he becomes ridiculously rich somehow, is what I've seen.
Oh, I feel like we've talked about this on the show.
Like it was probably, I think we did, but it was probably too much of a trope to say, oh, he loses all his money and he's broke or something like that.
Yeah.
Him and Niles have to live poor. That would be, you know, that's just been there, done that. But I think it's interesting if suddenly.
What if
he's vaulted into like.
He got sued for being a Sandy Hook truther or something.
Or he bought Bitcoin. Who the fuck knows? So this is Seattle.
Yay.
And now, already facing a staffing crisis, because remember, a bunch of the little whiny piss baby Popo quit.
Hey!
Because Seattle wanted to hold them accountable. I believe they did some defunding in Seattle also.
Did they?
Now, they're bracing for the possibility that hundreds of officers will be subject to mass firing. Because they will not meet the October 18th vaccination.
Oh my fucking God.
Deadline. Sayonara, biatches.
Go fuck yourself. Have a ball.
Go away. Bye-bye.
You
bye-bye.
Anti-science wackos. Have some of that monoclonal. What is it? Monoclonal antibody treatment?
Monoclonal.
Monoclonal antibody treatment, you fuck. Enjoy. So dumb.
As of 2 days ago, 292 had yet to provide proof of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Get your fucking shots, you fucks.
But that was down from 354, so 60-something, almost 60 of them.
They got vaccinated.
Did get vaccinated.
Yay, good job, assholes.
In a day or two. So they may, you know.
Good jobs, you fucks.
Some of them may squeak in under the deadline.
Just under the deadline. How long have you been vaccinated?
Me?
Yes, fully vaccinated.
April. April? Oh, I gotta go get my booster.
Yeah.
April?
These fucking cops. Not barely gonna squeak right under the deadline. Please.
To add another layer of concern, Seattle PD spokesperson confirmed that there are an additional 111 officers awaiting the results of exemption requests.
Yay.
I have to be exempt because that's
insane.
My sincerely held religious beliefs. Bullshit.
You're going to get the kind of cop that doesn't want to get vaccinated has got to be the kind of cop with other kinds of problems.
Well, and the thing is the major religions are saying there's nothing in our religion that says not to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
So if you're like a Methodist or something, these towns are not going to allow your religious exemption because your church is saying we don't give them out.
It's insane. Who gives a shit what your church says?
So you gotta go find you a Greg Locke or something. Go find some snake waiver suburban mom and find some lunatic church that's going to allow you to your religious exemption.
Right, right. And then you'll be arms and elbows next to people that like want to overturn the election. And other shitheads.
Still, I'm assuming there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah, there is. there is.
So, there you go. I say fuck them.
Oh, I do too. You stupid fucks. Oh my God. It's the vaccine is great because you don't get corona. I've seen signs for monoclonal antibody treatments.
Oh, here?
Yes.
Okay,
they're
well,
in East
good.
Hill, somewhere in this nice
of
neighborhood.
Of course, they're in East Hill.
You can go get
the
your
fancy
monoclonal,
neighborhood, yeah.
Monoclonal antibody treatment.
You mean there's none in Brownsville?
Can I have some monoclonal antibody treatments? No, there's none. There's nothing. It's very Dickensian, isn't it?
There was a...
No coal and no monoclonal antibody treatment for you.
This asshole, and I just don't... this just goes to show you that it doesn't matter.
Yes.
There was a doctor, a fucking doctor, Dr. Christopher Rake, escorted out of the hospital he worked at because he's refusing to get the COVID vaccine.
You're a fucking doctor!
Anesthesiologist, who has not shied away about his suspicions of COVID-19 vaccines. He was escorted out of his workplace.
Yeah, goodbye.
For refusing to get vaccinated.
Goodbye, fuckhead.
Dr. Christopher Rake, of course, videotaped it. Oh, this is what happens when you stand up for freedom. You show up to work willing to work despite being unvaccinated. Oh, look at him. I'm showing up to work despite being unvaccinated.
You know, an anesthesiologist.
Doesn't make you a hero. It makes you a cunt.
I want to understand what this cunt does. An anesthesiologist is a doctor. Mm-hmm. A doctor of anesthesia, which is a science.
Sure.
And so, like, what science do you have to know about to be that? I mean, what do you have to do?
Well, it's blood gases. Okay. I mean, it's very important.
How do you figure all that shit out?
You're taught all that shit.
Okay. In medical school?
Yes. In medical school. Okay. But I'm assuming you also pick up a little bit on viruses.
Right.
In medical school. Obviously, this guy, and vaccines, obviously this guy didn't pay attention or doesn't give a fuck. Obviously, anesthesiologists don't have to bone up on RNA vaccines.
You know, I've talked to anesthesiologists a few times here and there. And
so have I. Thank you.
Right. I'm the president. And they seem like people that would get the vaccine.
Right. I'm talking about when they're propofoling me up before surgery. I'm like, oh, awesome. Thank you. We're going to give you a little Valium beforehand. Oh, yeah, that's great. Awesome. What are you doing to my knee? I don't care.
Oh, my God. Shit.
So, yeah, fuck him. Fuck Dr. Christopher Rake.
I just don't understand how it works. I don't understand how you get there.
If I'm going to be asking, if I'm in California...
Yeah.
And I'm getting knocked out. I don't want Dr. Christopher Rake. I don't care if he's a good anesthesiologist. I don't trust him now.
Well, I mean, and in certain parts of the country, I don't give a fuck who you're hiring or whatever, say a lawyer or an accountant or whatever. And hey, look, he gives a big picture, you know, his shaking Matt Gaetz's hand and, ugh, you know, MAGA hat. It makes you feel like, I mean, if they're as radicalized and can buy into any of this maggot shit, doesn't it affect like how they do their normal job? Or isn't that a testament to their dumb? Like, how is this guy an anesthesiologist and doesn't believe in the vaccine? Why?
He's doesn't mean you're not susceptible to
being radicalized.
Yeah. To brainwashing, to misinformation.
So whatever
to
the fuck
stupid.
He saw undid all this bullshit he learned in medical school so he could wrap his mind around this shit about the vaccine that he doesn't trust it.
Yes.
That's insane. That's fucked up. That guy should, anesthesiologist, get your money back from your medical school. You should. Right? I mean,
maybe he went to like Regent University Medical School or something like that.
God. You cannot go. There's no Regents University fucking medical
school.
There's
pre-med. I'm
bullshit.
I'll bet you there's pre-med.
That should be illegal.
No, you know what? There is. Because when I was looking up the law school there, because we wanted to see what Michelle Bachmann's doing. She's the dean of some law school at Regent.
Yeah.
It did say that they've partnered with a medical school,
right,
of some sort.
God.
So you can get somehow through Regent, you can get a medical school.
Yeah, you know what this medical
school is. You go to Regent for pre-med, and then you go to their whatever, you know, partner.
What do you think? This medical school business must be rough if some medical school's got to be like, well, I mean, we could partner with Regents and they'll bring us a ton of fucking students. But they'll be all those Bible fucks, I don't want to have those people here. They make me nervous. And they're like, well, their money, they spent, you know, they're going to pay. We'll make them pay. And they're like, okay, no scholarships for these fucking idiots. Is that how it works?
Yeah, probably.
So then you're at this medical school, and then one day all these wackos from the Billy Graham Institute waddle over, and you gotta teach them medicine in a way that allows them to not believe in the coronavirus,
right? Or evolution, or yeah.
It's tough. I'm gonna be like, hey, this next thing we're gonna learn today is gonna fuck with the shit.
Yeah, you know, because of evolution, the viruses are gonna mutate. That's lie. It's the devil doing it. You know it is.
We're gonna do something that generally people too smart to believe in a flat Earth are capable of, but we're gonna try it today anyway. There can't be any flat earther anesthesiologists. That can't be a thing. No way.
Dude, I mean, no, you know, way. I'm not saying nothing now. Bullshit. I'm not ruling out anything in the Trump era.
Yeah.
I've seen profound stupidity.
Yeah.
Of all kinds.
Yeah.
And ridiculous theories. Holy shit.
It's sad. Everybody's so fucking stupid. Jesus.
The Faithless Friday, y'all.
Yay. Not you guys. Not the people that are listening to the show. You guys aren't fucking stupid.
Of course not.
It's like your neighbors and shit that believe in Trump. They're fucking idiots. Be careful around them. They should weird you out a little bit. Like, anybody that still has a fucking Trump sign up is like, what the fuck is your problem?
Delusional.
Do you think...
Sad.
Do you think he can see you? It's like these people want to lick Trump's dick hole or something. Ew. Like, why have the sign up? Are you little sycophants? You're like kids, teenagers, when they put up pictures of their favorite fucking band. Like, your whole room is littered with Duran Duran pictures. But instead, it's just this Trump fuck. You're a wacko.
We've got... Speaking of...
Yay!
The former... Representative,
hello,
from Minnesota,
Governor
Christo Wielder.
Ooh. Oh, my
husband,
God.
Husband,
he'll beat the gay out of you.
Is a anti-gay therapist, allegedly.
God damn, that should be illegal.
It is in many places, but for adults, you know, what are you gonna say? You can't force someone to. You can't say you can't. Take the therapy if you want that. I mean,
God damn, I don't know. I think people should.
If I want him to suck the gay out of me, like the Lord wants.
We've got an interesting thing. Well, we've been doing this therapy for a long time.
I mean, we've literally read that. Where,
it's called Suck the Gay Out of
where,
Me.
Where a couple of these guys have said, the Lord wants me to help you purge the demons by... I mean, we've read that. That's happened.
Yeah, man. That's our program.
And there are dumb young people that buy it.
Right.
Not dumb, but well, but people that are being manipulated and by religion. I don't want to say dumb, because if you're a kid that's brought up to believe the pastor, priest,
what do they
should
do
be
then?
Trusted in all manner.
Well, okay, so they go to these suck the gay away. They get a permission slip. You're like, listen, I need you to sign this, and you're okay with, you know, us doing our patented therapy.
Right?
Yeah. It's so fucking creepy. It really is.
Like cigarettes. You make them smoke 100 cigarettes till they throw up. I'm going to make him smoke 100 bones till he throws up.
You know, there's a reason right now that we did the story yesterday that at Vital Experience, you did that story about the asteroids, how we're going to be able to deflect them away from us.
Well, we're experimenting, yes.
We will never be able to do that because we can't do things like, oh, that person's gay. That's cool. We can't do that. We can't do that.
Yeah, instead, who cares?
Instead, we got this fucking weird cottage business that's like, oh, we're going to suck the gay out of you. Did they charge people for that?
Sure.
I mean, that's so crazy.
Medicare, right? Wasn't that part of the problem?
It should be illegal.
That his... Wasn't there some shady dealings with Marcus Bachmann's? I can't believe I remember his name. Marcus Bachmann's.
Oh yeah,
they were taking Medicare. They were trying to take Medicare payments for their suck the gay away therapy.
I mean, it's
excuse me, pray the gay away therapy.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've done stories
Hump the gay away.
Beat.
Oh, yeah.
Beat.
Well, yeah, that's what
they
do to kids.
We did, I think, somewhere in North or South Carolina, some kid got tied up with an extension cord, hogtied, and then beaten by a bunch of lunatic people at some fucking church.
Yeah.
Yay.
Michelle Bachmann, currently dean of the School of Government at Pat Robertson's Regent University.
Wait, who's in charge of the... Is it Dean Carson? Ben Carson is in charge of the medicine thing there? Do they have the pre-med?
I don't
God.
Know.
Jesus.
She, I guess on Wednesday, we had a, I missed this. We didn't get our invite to the Family Research Council's Pray, Vote, Stand conference.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers. Pray, vote,
Pray, vote,
stand. That's a great one. Good one.
Of course, Michelle Bachmann was one of the primo speakers.
Was she the keynote?
I don't know if she was the headliner. I'm sure I'll find somebody else that spoke at this thing. Oh, there's a bunch of them.
What? Pat Robertson's University.
Regent?
That's where she works?
Yes. Oh, she's dean of the School of Government.
I'm sorry. We can't. Okay. Is she like on a website and her picture's there and shit?
Even more terrifying. Sure.
Insane.
100%. You could go to the website.
God.
Even more terrifying when you hear what she has to say. Remember,
this is my professor.
This is now the dean of the School of Government at I was going to say alleged, but it is an accredited university.
That's bullshit.
It's fully accredited. This is Michelle Bachmann.
It's tough to get much more draconian than we are right now. Quite literally, the government has turned a fact.
It's good to get more draconian.
More draconian.
Draconian. I mean, hey, Michelle, who the fuck is listening to you that's going to know that word? Is she at the university or is she out and about?
She's at, I don't know, she's at draconian. The event. There's a band on stage in the background.
Yeah. Gosh.
It says Messiah.
No, of course. That's the name of the band.
I don't know. I would assume.
Messiah,
I don't think they would call themselves
house,
Messiah.
Motherfuckers.
Would they?
Ironically.
Would a Jesus lunatic band call themselves Messiah?
Ironically. Are you looking it up?
I know. I got to know. Messiah. I thought you don't want to like. God doesn't like golden calves and shit. Why would he want a band name? Holy shit. Messiah. Okay, this is not the right band.
Is it like a jam band or something?
This is a different band. Messiah is an extreme metal band from Switzerland.
Oh, well.
So I don't think that's who's playing.
Right. No, that sounds right.
But that's not who's playing.
That sounds right.
Behind Michelle Bachmann.
We're opening five again.
Natural selection is not what we need. To wake up the mouths of the ones we must feed. Another test of faith before you fall at his feet.
You know this guy is in his lower register right now, right?
La, 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 la.
In lowest fear. Yeah.
Let's see.
They've got amazing.
God, I am your Messiah.
Are they really? Wait a second.
No, I think.
No, it says they're hard rockers. I don't see Jesus
anywhere.
They
mean Messiah as you're like Messiah in a romantic way.
This is not even Messiah. This is a band called Inglorious singing a song called Messiah. Fuck, producers. Shelby.
What is the name?
Why'd you send that to me?
Yeah, dog.
Who's hammering?
Who is the name of the band? Where what are they? What's the name of the band?
Maybe this is Messiah. Awesome. Oh shit, man. That's from 1986.
Wow. Jeez.
Messiah. Well, there you go.
Love it.
I don't think it's the right band.
Right. Peace out.
That was playing at the Family Research Council. Pray, vote, stand.
Let's go, gang!
Unless they've really had a career change.
Get on your leather pants. We're going to the family.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah. To get much more draconian than we are right now. Quite literally, the government has turned to fascism. That's what we're in. I believe Jesus. We're in a coup right now, which
that,
is a...
God, it's just...
That is a law are, professor?
They are... She's the dean of government at an accredited university
that is.
Who believes that we have currently fallen into fascism.
Fucking criminal.
Given what her side is trying to do.
Oh, my God.
It's rich.
You're taking away voting. You don't want women in control of their vaginas. You're not doing anything worth a fucking shit. God.
That's what we're in. I believe we're in a coup right now, which is a illegal takeover, illegal hostile takeover of government. And I believe
you're
that's
teaching what government.
We're in the middle of. That's my opinion, but which is kind of a serious thing. But when you have government forcing private businesses to fire people because the people aren't complying with...
First of all, if you're being interviewed by someone, you asshole, look at the interviewer standing right next to you. Don't just face the camera, you twat.
What government says, then you're denying people the right to...
Because that awkward moment she just had was 100% because she felt like she had to turn and include the interviewer who's standing there like a post with holding a microphone.
I think what you're saying is her communication director needs to be fired.
Right.
Doesn't
but
she,
this is also a, I mean...
She's ran for president. She should be better
PR
at this
101,
shit.
Right.
She's been around the fucking block, Michelle Bachmann.
People the right to earn a living. And the book of Ecclesiastes, says, when you deny someone the right to their living, it's the same as murder. And so our government is...
So that means we should start killing them. Ecclesiastes 69 says, right there, if they, you know, if they want to close... They want to close these Chick-fil-A's, you know, that means we can shoot them all because they're ruining our way of making a living.
The dean of government in my college has some wild ideas about
seriously,
about the
I
law,
mean,
about murder.
I would hope people are forwarding this to Regent University and saying, is this seriously someone you think should be the head, the dean of government? Who is saying we have suffered a fascist coup?
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
when the Democrats are fighting their genitalia off to try to get everyone to vote.
Yeah, this
not
is,
the opposite.
This is truly some wild shit. I mean, this is fucking crazy.
It's murder. And so our it's government murder. Is engaging in probably some of the most horrific actions we have ever seen. If you take all the bad actions of government throughout the entire history of the United States.
George Takei is like, excuse me?
What the fuck?
I lived in a prison camp.
Yeah. I mean,
on American soil. Excuse me? I've seen him a couple of times tweet things like that. Like, wait a second.
Yeah.
You're not being persecuted.
Hello.
Have your family dragged off to a camp.
That's unimaginable.
Because of your race, I guess.
That's
race?
One of those things, though, that people just can't fucking imagine.
Nationality?
Yes.
Let's finish this asshole.
And you put them all together, they pale in comparison to what we're seeing now. This is a very unique time. So people shouldn't think they're crazy when they're looking at current events and wondering what's going on. This really is the absolute worst times.
This is the worst times.
This is the worst times. Well, I mean, it's not a good time. It is more like a worst time, isn't it? This is a pandemic. You know, that's bad.
She's talking about the government.
Oh, the government?
When did she mention the pandemic? Two assholes might as well be making out. They're so close. They don't have masks on at this event.
Yeah.
There's not one Christian loon at this event.
What do you know? She's a dean of government.
She is.
She's a dean of government at Pat Robertson's fucking school. So there. She has some authority. She actually does. She's a dean of government at an accredited fucking university. She has authority as an educator. That person. Okay? Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be legal. That person shouldn't be allowed to teach government. God.
We have...
What a dumb fuck.
Let's see. We have here's her bio at Regents at Regent.
Data government.
Michelle Bachman, JD LLM.
Yay.
Those are her degrees.
Yay.
She's a lawyer.
Great.
Michelle Bachman was born in Waterloo, Iowa. She received a BA in political science and English from Winona State University. Oh, I know people that went to Winona.
What is there? Are they fucked up? Are they kind of fucked up? Are they normal people or are they fucked up?
She married Marcus Bachman, a clinical therapist who holds a master's degree from Regent University.
Woo!
1986, Bachman received a Juris Doctor degree from Oral Roberts University.
Ooh, yeah.
Oral. Anal.
Yay.
She was a member of the ORU Law School's final graduating class and was part of a group of faculty, staff, and students who moved the ORU Law School library to Regent University.
Who gives a fucking shit? You loons. Fuck you, you fucks.
2 years later, she completed a Master of Law in Taxation at the College of William and Mary.
Oh,
she worked for 4 years as a lawyer with the IRS as chief counsel in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
She and her husband have 5 children.
Whoa.
They also worked with a private foster care agency to house 23 children in their home during the 90s. Well, that's nice.
Okay.
Bachman's children were homeschooled. Oh, God, that's not nice. And also attended private Christian schools.
Yay!
Also not nice.
Who knows what on there, you know.
Her political career stemmed from her interest in education reform.
Oh, shit, yes.
It says here, allegedly.
Oh, yeah. Reform, education reform.
Blah, blah, blah. Her extensive career highlights include...
Yes?
Bachman was the first Republican woman from Minnesota elected to the U.S. House of Representatives.
Woo!
Bachman served... Oh, great job there, Minnesota, yeah, by the way.
God damn.
What a wonderful first...
Quit voting for this person. Please. She's a lunatic.
No, it's a Republican woman.
Right.
They say.
Yeah.
Bachman served as a United States Congresswoman representing Minnesota's 6th District from 2007 to 2015. She quickly became a national figure in the Republican Party and a founding member of the Congressional Tea Party Caucus.
Yay!
Thanks. The proto-Trumpists.
I don't even remember the fucking Tea Party. What the fuck were they? They were like during Obama, right?
Yeah.
A bunch of cunts just popped up.
The boomer racists that were pissed off. That were outwardly pissed off that a black guy was put in the White House.
Were they birthers?
And then they decided that they didn't like taxes anymore and stuff like that. Sure, many of them were birthers.
Why did they call themselves the Tea Party?
Bachman is a highly respected leader because what they did. They dumped that tea in the in the water.
Right.
Bachman is a highly respected leader who is deeply committed to conservative values in government.
Fuck off!
It has been the highest honor to serve the American people and uphold conservative principles on a national scale, she says. I am thrilled to now direct my focus to prepare the next generation of government leaders at Regent University. Oh.
I want my money back!
Whoa, government leaders.
I demand my money back. I went to study government. I end up in some fucking class at Regent University. Michelle fucking Bachman is my professor. I want my money back. Go fuck yourself. That's crazy.
What kind of classes in government do you learn at Regent?
What does she teach? What does she say?
How to write in feces in Latin on the wall?
What does she teach
when you're having an insurrection?
Yeah. Okay. The bell rings. Okay.
She probably teaches. I don't know. What
she's
is
like? Everybody have a seat. Okay, class. Turn to you. Open up your textbooks. And then what does she fucking say after that?
What do you mean?
When she teaches. When she teaches law or government, I mean, are you curious what goes down? Does she talk to a group of students for an extended period of time knowledgeably?
I would assume she's probably got a class.
Government.
Or maybe she's just like a figurehead and she just goes out to raise money.
Do you think it's not really her? It's just an Epcot like animatronic thing, like at Epcot Center?
No, I think she's there. I mean, she's.
Yeah.
Ooh, Shelby, what's going on?
Jeez.
So there you go. It's a little overly extended segment on Michelle Bachman.
Right. Yay, good job.
But there it is.
Good job. Glad her parents decided to have her. not anything, you know. Great.
Why is...
Oops, that's really loud.
Shit.
General Michael Flynn carrying around...
Listen, I do have to give them credit over at Rick Wiles' True News. Their sound is really good. Their production values are good.
Damn.
They're always well lit. They're always the studio always looks good. This is Doc. This is the second banana on his show.
God. Looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah. Fuck. I mean
the production values are really good.
It does look good.
You have to give him credit. So good here
job,
you go.
Good job, you fucking Nazi.
This is second banana usually.
Lee.
Now remember, things are getting weird. I mean, I know it's hard to believe.
Did they have makeup calls there before the show?
I would assume, sure. Jesus. He's all made up.
Yeah.
Because you can see that he must have opened another button on his shirt to show off that masculine 70-year-old fat man chest.
Ooh, yeah.
Because you could tell it's not made up down there. It's like pinky. It's pink. So this is... from True News. Now,
yes,
you'll recall that there was this weird, like Rick Wiles has been having these weird fights with, he had this strange battle with the MyPillow guy.
Yeah.
And then they got back together and now are all nuzzly balls.
Right.
And then Rick Wiles then decided we had to cancel Michael Flynn, remember? Because Mike Flynn gave that weird prayer.
Oh, yes.
At
yes.
some conference, like, and he said right. something about the seven angels and the winds of the clouds.
Michael, no, Michael Flynn said the wrong magic.
Right.
So go fuck yourself.
And Rick Wiles is like, well, now, wait a second. What was that all about? Maybe Michael Flynn's been taken over by the demons.
Oh, yes.
So then I saw that Mike Flynn is like trying to debunk that story. Like, it's gone far enough in Kulun land.
Yeah.
That, oh my God, we've lost General Flynn. He's been taken over.
Come on.
By Beelzebub or something.
And I think
to the point where he has now addressed it.
Oh my God.
Like, he's like, look, guys, you know, you can't go after everybody's single word they say.
Jesus Christ.
He's like losing his mind.
These people are fucking bananas.
I'll see if I can find his statement. But this is this is what now Doc is talking about on his True News show.
Why is General Michael Flynn carrying around a prayer of a New Age prophetess in his wallet? Now, just in case you think... somehow we're misconstruing this and everything. We took General Flynn's prayer, the video, and then we took Elizabeth Clare Prophet's video, and then our editing team today split it.
So here we go. The brilliant
editing team.
I tell
you what, dude, I would be so, if I'm Michael Flynn, I would be like, hey, man. Honestly, fuck off.
But listen to him talking like it's the FBI.
Yeah, yeah.
They had two clips that sound the same, and they put them together. Listen to him like, well, you know, we were able to...
I mean, you know, Michael Flynn's in it to win it, right? He's in it to win. I don't know. I mean, he's always going to be on the side of evil.
He's lost his fucking mind, yeah.
Right, so why don't they're not going to go easy on this guy for anything?
No, because they've lost their fucking minds, too.
He
but
says
at least
the wrong
they,
prayer, and it's fuck Mike Flynn.
Well, right.
God damn,
right.
Guys.
It shows how big loyalty is with these guys.
Shit, I mean, poor
Prophet's
Mike
video, and then our editing team today split it up, and we're going to play them God. Side by side. Well, going back and forth here.
Jesus.
You we tell me, you be the judge of this, and you tell me what is going on here. Here's that video.
We are your instrument of those sevenfold rays and all your archangels, all of them.
I am here, O God, and I am the instrument of those
well,
sevenfold
yeah,
rays and archangels. Oh,
we will not retreat. We will not retreat. We will stand our ground.
And I will not retreat. I will take my stand.
Well, we will not fear to speak. We will be the instrument of your will.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
I will not fear to speak, and I will be the instrument of God's will, whatever
well,
it is.
Well, you know,
it's the same prayer, guys.
They've got a point. But it's all batshit. The funny thing is they probably watched this lunatic. This looks like she's from the 80s or something.
Is it a fake
the
tape?
Footage.
They think it's
no, it's a real. She's a real. And... whatever her name is, somebody prophet is, you know. But I guess they've decided she's a nut job now,
right?
Or she's a new
crazy.
Age.
This person's crazy.
Yeah, she's a new age culty kind of thing. They've decided she's crazy.
Poor Mike Flynn, man. He's an OG. Like, you know, he's an OG asshole conservative.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're turning on him.
God's will, whatever it is.
In your name. Whatever it is. And the name of your legions.
Here I am, so help me God, in the name of Archangel Michael and his legions.
We are freeborn. And we shall remain freeborn.
I am freeborn, and I shall remain freeborn.
I mean,
I shall remain. Sounds,
what I'm seeing, I'm not seeing anything more dirty than some fucking plagiarism from this asshole. He probably thought, "Oh, they're never gonna think I stole this."
Why are they saying?
I've got some 80s lunatic.
Why did they say it like that? I mean, why does that person talk like a crazy? And we are freeborn.
She's channeling the Lord. She's got her hands on the side of her head. Her eyes are closed. She's obviously. The spirit's obviously speaking through her right now.
And I shall remain freeborn.
And we shall not be enslaved by any foe, within or without.
And I shall not be enslaved by any foe within or without.
I mean,
damn, she's good. It's within or without.
It's not. It's
and
not
I shall
taking,
not be
yeah.
enslaved by any foe.
I don't think we really needed a months long FBI CIA investigation to say that Mike Flynn stole that woman's.
Yeah.
Stole a lot of her bullshit.
Right. I think that this person is Hepburn-esque. I think she's really good.
There you go. That's Doc over at True News.
Thank you, Doc.
Hard hitting journalism.
For this investigation, will this lead to indictments?
And that was the
within or without.
Oh, it's a Catholic-y thing. That's why.
Okay.
They hate it.
Oh, really?
It's like an extreme lunatic Catholic thing.
But we're talking about the wrong magic, right?
Well, it's all crazy, okay. Right?
Within or without, lunatics. Everybody needs to take a propofol.
We've got, I'm just looking at the Twitter. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Right. Do you think Jesus said, he says that sometime? Thanks for listening. He never says that because people don't listen to Jesus. They only talk at him, right? Like, hey, I want this. I want that.
Well, right.
Give me this. Give me that. Please, 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 please.
And Jesus. God. Doesn't like gay people.
Yeah.
And Jesus doesn't like brown people.
Why do you say that? What if Jesus likes people, likes gay people?
Well, of course
likes
that's where
brown
Jesus
people.
Would be hanging.
Hey, I'm Jesus with like, I'm
the,
brown.
All the marginalized people is who Jesus hung with.
Right, that's the fucking
loony. He's not going to be up hanging out with Elon Musk.
No, of course not. Yeah, Jeff Bezos is a dumb fucking rocket. Jesus would be like chill on the rockets.
Oh well, this is not good.
Yeah.
Federal prosecutors have announced they will not file charges against a white police officer who shot Jacob Blake in Wisconsin in 2020. Blake, who is black, was shot during a domestic disturbance, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down. Is this the guy that was walking towards the truck?
I don't know.
And they said they thought there was a knife in the truck, and he was like, I'm just getting out of here. And then as he reached the truck, they were like, bang, 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 bang. One guy shot him like, yeah, it is. A bunch of times, I believe.
No charges?
Officer Rustin Shesky shot Blake, who is black, during a domestic disturbance in Kenosha, August 2020. The shooting left Blake paralyzed from the waist down. Sparked several nights of protests, some of which turned violent. That's the Kyle Rittenhouse one.
Right.
An Illinois man shot three people, killing two of them during one of those demonstrations. So that was Kyle Rittenhouse.
Right.
his mom, being a great mom, decided to take her teenage son with his gun across the border.
Yay! Perfecto! That's great.
Good job, mom.
God damn. That's insane.
State prosecutors decided not to file charges against Chesky earlier this year after video showed that Blake, who was wanted on a felony warrant, was armed with a knife. Oh, I guess right. The video allegedly says he had a knife. So that's all we have now. Now the feds are saying they will not charge the popo.
Did they, I thought, why did they shoot him? Because he had a knife?
Chesky and other officers encountered Blake after they responded to a call from a woman who reported that her boyfriend wasn't supposed to be at her home. When they arrived at the scene, the woman told them that Blake was trying to take her kids and her SUV.
Yeah.
Blake fought the officers as they tried to take him into custody. Chesky and another officer tried to shock him with their stun guns to no avail. Blake tried to get into the SUV with his young children in the back seat, prompting Chesky to grab his shirt. Chesky told investigators he was afraid Blake would drive off with the children or use them as hostages.
God, that sounds fucking horrible.
They say video shows Blake turning towards Chesky with a knife, making a motion toward the officer with the knife, prompting Chesky to fire. Well, damn. It's on video.
Right.
But I don't know if we've seen that video. So there you go.
Jeez.
And then Kyle Rittenhouse of Antioch, Illinois, answered a local militia's call to protect Kenosha businesses from looters and vandals during the third night of protests shooting.
Is Mike Pillowfuck still financing his defense?
Well, no, they paid for his bail, right? And
Ricky fucking Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder.
Wait, I haven't heard
My Pillow God guy. Damn,
I haven't heard shit from Ricky Schroeder for years.
What a legacy.
And the way I thought of him is like, well, he's that weird Mormon, but God, he was great on NYPD Blue, and then he surfaces. He's like, well, I'm going to bail out Kyle fucking Rittenhouse.
I guess I forgot that he was a Mormon.
God damn.
I think I forgot he's a Mormon.
He did lots of interviews on Howard Stern where Howard just asked him about the magic underwear.
And oh.
Basically, the deal with the magic underwear, it's supposed to make you remember that you're married. It's so uncomfortable, I think. Stupid.
You're going to forget?
Yeah. If I had comfortable underwear, I'd be fucking right now. It's
Wouldn't
crazy.
You want to make married sex more fun than less?
I think
if you want to preserve the fidelity of the marriage,
I tell you what, questions like that probably come up often in Mormonism.
Just none of it makes sense.
Some wild shit going on.
None of it makes sense.
No.
0.0.
Woo, Jeebus. Jesus is over it, guys. He doesn't want to fucking hear your fucking prayers. He's like, please, I'm getting high. I'm watching TV. Fuck off.
Did you hear this one?
No.
From the former guy.
Oh, okay.
This is Trump actually surprisingly calling in to a show.
Oh, a former president is calling into a radio show.
That,
classy.
Might not give him a warm, wet blowjob.
Ooh.
Oh, Hannity.
Ha 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 ha.
Kidding.
Listen to this hard-hitting news.
Listen to this hard-hitting interview from Sean Hannity. Apologies to your ear holes, everybody. Yeah. You got to listen to Hannity and Trump.
I love it.
You know, you were last time on this program, and I think we need to put emphasis back on this, that your conversation with the leader of the Taliban before you ever discussed any deal of withdrawal was, number one, it was based on your stated threat that you would obliterate them. Do you remember exactly what you said? Because I have a source that says you were brutal to them and that you said you would destroy them, you would destroy their province, you would destroy it, and it would be everybody in the area would be dead. Did you say that?
So, objection, Your Honor.
Yes.
Leading the moron.
God
witness.
Damn.
Why don't you just script the answer
well,
for him.
Wait, I want to know if he actually said that, though.
Well, what is he going to say now? He doesn't remember. But
surely,
now he's going to say, of course I said that. I said I was going to blow the shit out of him, Sean.
Surely he didn't say that.
He probably did.
That's crazy. We're going to kill
him. He would destroy it, and it would be, everybody in the area would be dead. Did you say that?
So what I said, and I had a very strong conversation, I said, I hate to start the conversation this way, but that's the way it is. And I said we would do serious, serious harm to them if they killed any of our soldiers or any American citizen.
Yeah. Speak it, Mr. President.
We had
speak
a conversation, it. And I said I didn't want it to start off like this. There's no way this conversation happened.
So then,
it just sounds like bullshit, doesn't it?
Of course, it's all bullshit.
It's
so
not real.
Then
I had a strong conversation.
Here's a highlight from the same interview.
Okay.
Tell me if you notice something that might be construed as just a little bit racist.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, there's one other thing that nobody talks about. So we have hundreds of thousands of people flowing in from Haiti.
Oh, shit, guys.
You know what Haiti means.
I think we're going to get into some racist shit here, Pat.
Hundreds of thousands of people flowing in from Haiti. Haiti has a tremendous AIDS problem. AIDS is a step beyond. AIDS is a real bad problem. So hundreds of thousands of people are coming into our country. And if you look at the stats, if you look at the numbers, if you look at just take a look at what's happening in Haiti, a tremendous problem with AIDS. Many of those people will probably have AIDS, and they're coming into our country.
My fucking God!
Meanwhile, they're showing footage of you know the Haitian people crossing in late September, literally crossing the Rio Grande.
Yeah, and we're shooting at them.
It's all these black people.
No, they're being whipped right by horses.
Well, once they crossed, yeah.
God damn! It's like Trump Center. All these Haitians are coming over. Every single one of them has AIDS.
They're bringing the AIDS, Sean. Look at it.
Then they're getting beaten trying to cross the border. I mean, we're
but this
so
is what
horrible.
These racist vermin do. They
have AIDS.
Everybody's got diseases. Oh, the Mexicans are coming. They've all got COVID. They've all got diseases.
I really didn't see this coming. It's
hard to believe, right?
Yeah, right.
Just take a look at what's happening in Haiti. A tremendous problem with AIDS. Many of those people will probably have AIDS, and they're coming into our country, and we don't do anything about it. We let everybody come in. Sean, it's like a death wish. It's like a death wish for our country.
Oh,
we're inviting all these black people in, and they're going to kill us with their AIDS.
You know, I don't know. Where is Barack Obama's interview like this? This is like
not even remotely trying to hide it anymore.
You know, the sad thing is, and you know what I'm going to say, there's the fuckheads that believe him.
Gotta narrow it down.
These Haitians coming over here with AIDS, watch out. You know what I mean? This isn't good. It's not really good for us. It's not great. What a fuckhead!
That's the former president of the United States, everyone.
It's weird just think about right before this guy, we had this president who, you know, was well-spoken, and he thought about what he said before he said it. That's what that means.
Okay.
He thought about the shit he said before he said it, and he would never say things like, you know, look at all this hate. He would never say this shit.
Right.
And it was nice. And I think we took it for granted. Because even out of office, Trump saying that is crazy. Can you imagine Jimmy Carter fucking saying this? Like something like this? Or even Bush? God. Is nobody like this guy?
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus.
We do have another clip. I mean, this is... It seems like it's definitely gotten worse. I mean,
what do you mean?
Since Trump, we used to play clips of these right wing nut jobs, but goddamn, Trump really just dredged them out of the deep end of the cesspool.
And he fused with these guys.
Well, yeah,
they're like God anointed Trump, right?
Let's see.
What we know is that today in America, only 7%. Of the parents of children under the age of 18 in America have a biblical worldview.
Oh, that's great. We want less.
What does that mean? Like, I see the world through the teachings.
Hates gay people, hates
Bible.
Black people, hates, Jews, hates everything that Jesus wants them to hate.
Hey, man. I mean, okay. Apologies. I'm so sorry. Sorry for my lack of world biblical worldview. So what do you want me to fucking do about it?
This is, I don't know if this guy opened for or was after.
Yeah.
If you could still smell Michelle Bachmann on the stage.
Billy.
Here. Pray, vote, stand, summit, God. The Family Research Council.
What a brain trust this is.
This asshole is... evangelical pollster. So this guy specializes in doing
come over here
pollsters for the evangel doing polls for evangelicals. Stay the fuck out of government. Tax these churches. If they've got enough money to pay a fucking pollster and to pay lobbyists, they should be fucking paying tax.
I'm trying to understand what an evangelical pollster does. They will say, hey, entity with money, look how well this...
Right, we're going to do polls about... We're going to do the polls and make sure that Jesus is...
Martian.
So here's one that he's all upsetty pants about, yeah. Is that only 7% of parents with children under the age of 18 have a biblical worldview.
Fuck yourself. What does that even mean?
I think it's 7% too much.
And if they say that, I would actually ask, like, explain that to me.
Oh, he would.
In some deep, but this guy would.
You know
but,
he would.
Yeah. Maybe they could. Yeah, they're into that shit.
But they, what they, we know is that today in America, only 7% of the parents of children under the age of 18 in America have a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. That doesn't portend well for the future because you can't give what you don't have. And so the rest of us who do get it have to come alongside.
Source is the culture. So this must be where he works. The Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
Again, is that fucking accredited? Because I keep hearing from people that are teaching at these so-called accredited Christian universities. And every single fucking one of them sounds
undoubtedly Arizona
shit.
Christian University is accredited. I would bet.
This is not fair.
Get it. You know. Have to come alongside these children some way. Mm. We've got to look for opportunities. So the rest of us who do get.
So basically what he's saying, I fast forwarded too much. What he's saying is so the rest of us have got to grab these children and indoctrinate them.
Listen, your type, you wacko evangelical types, relax with what you want to do with children. I think you should actually distance yourself from children, right, with your track record. No offense.
The only way to save the girls is to marry them after they're 11.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up with that?
To preserve the biblical worldview.
Yeah. I think that's the problem with the biblical worldview. Seems to lead to a lot of like sister wife scenarios. There's, you know, rape, incest, those types of things. Oh, yes.
All of kinds. The parents of children under the age of 18 in America have a biblical worldview. That doesn't portend well for the future because you can't give what you don't have. And so the rest of us who do get it have to come alongside these children some way. We've got to look for opportunities, sports teams, other kinds of activities that are taking place to help them shape things.
So, I mean, listen to this. He's like, we've got to come alongside them some way. We've got to slither up beside them
and, you know how
and overcome what their parents are teaching them about the reality of the world.
And by the way, it is Halloween. Well, and this is well, when no, all these, and listen to me.
It's, I know the Halloween-ophiles think it's Halloween starting
it's a season,
in late June.
And we have all these haunted houses. And a lot of times in like areas that are, well, there's lots of Jeebus people. Sometimes they put these Christians put up these haunted houses. And it's fun and all this shit. And you go through it. And then at the end, you have to listen to some weird church shit. And then they like, do you want to get saved? And they like bully you into some crazy fucking
there's
shit.
The terror. That's when I would start screaming.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's. Well, you saved the worst for last, didn't you? You fuck.
Do you accept Jesus as your personal? Oh, man, that's so terrible.
That's bizarre, isn't it? That exists.
You know? You can't wait for your church to get the job done. I want to encourage you to recognize that churches in America are being shaped more by the culture than they are shaping the culture.
God.
the culture is sick of your bullshit, of your ancient goat herder worshiping bullshit.
And maybe
we are sick of it.
Maybe at some point we can all get vaccinated and we can be done with this fucking pandemic and people can go out and have a good time. And maybe people will reconsider what they like doing on a Sunday morning.
Right, maybe throwing up like they should be from last night's bender.
Yeah, you'd be hungover and shit. Or you can listen to this fuckhead talk about whacked out bullshit and give him some money too, please.
But how terrifying is this? He's telling people, sneak up on people's children.
On kids.
You can't trust the church to do it. You got to do it in the sports team.
Hey,
you gotta do it.
The fuck off. How many times do we have to tell these wacko evangelicals, leave these kids alone? I mean, how many? I'm not kidding. The Boy Scouts, very Christian-y. Tons of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, please, stay the fuck away from children.
And they are shaping the culture. We need to turn that around. But in that process, understand, this is a battle for the mind, the heart, and the soul of America. And so it's up to you. It's up to me. Those of us who know God, love Christ, read his word, study his word, embrace.
Ignore his
Good
words.
God. This dude is intense as fuck, man.
I don't know. I've read Ignore that New words. Testament a couple of times.
Yeah.
And what that dude Jesus said, in at least in the version I read, has nothing to do with any of what these people want or say or believe. 0.0. All they preach is hate, anger, violence.
Right. It's so does Lord of the Rings.
Sure.
Very
less.
Similar shit.
They're fighting to stop the hate.
Better well crafted. It's like, right. Who do you identify more with, Frodo or this Jesus guy? I mean, Jesus seems all right, but god damn, motherfucker. At some point, his friends don't say, hey, don't go get crucified. Your father in the sky doesn't want that. You're tripping on some shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Love Christ. Read his word. Study his word. Embrace, embody his word. And to take that into the world in every way, shape, and form that we can.
Jesus.
Ultimately, we will win or lose this battle long term by what we do with children today.
Oh, yeah,
Jesus.
We know what you've been doing with children.
You creepy fuck. This guy couldn't sound any more like, ugh.
By what we do with children today. And so when you leave this conference, I'm asking you to think about making a list, identifying the children whose lives.
How creepy is this?
This is cringe fest,
Make a list.
Man.
Take pictures. Hide in the bushes outside their school with a long lens. Take pictures.
Is this guy, what's his name?
Cameras in the bathrooms work really great.
What is his name?
At the preschool.
Shouldn't he think, whoever you are, think about what you're saying. And
George
how this,
Barna.
George.
Creepy old white man.
George, listen to yourself. This part sounds incredibly crazy, don't you think?
Make lists of the
children. Is this guy not really taking a moment to think about what he's
Imagine
saying?
Imagine if one of us said, everybody go out and make lists of the children in your life that are under the Christian influence. And
people,
sneakily try to get them.
Oh, my God.
Say you'll take them out to throw the ball around and tell them all about how great butt sex is.
Listen, you creepy Christian fucks. Keep people off. Nobody wants to be on your fucking list. Keep the kids off
Good
your
God.
Fucking motherfucking lists.
Identifying the children whose lives you can impact. It is our biblical responsibility to raise up children to know, love, and serve God with all their heart, mind, strength, and soul.
Now, again, he's talking about other people's children. This whole 90 seconds I'm playing is about going out and he's got a slide. He's got PowerPoint. It says, cannot wait for local churches to solve the crisis.
I mean, it's an issue like...
Do not wait for the government or media to help, he says.
Oh, my God. Stay the fuck away from children, please. I mean, come on. Don't be an idiot. Or don't be a creepo. Don't, you're a predator. This guy sounds like a fucking predator.
Mind strength.
They are.
Yeah.
It's exactly what he's talking about. Preying on children to indoctrinate them when the parents don't want them indoctrinated into your creepy religion.
Hey, dickhead, let me ask you something, George. Would your character, if you were playing a character in Lord of the Rings, would you be from Mordor or the Elven Forest, you fuck?
To know, love, and serve God with all their heart, mind, strength, and soul. And I pray that you will do that with all the energy and wisdom that you can muster.
Please.
Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you.
God.
Go out and steal people's children and indoctrinate them into your bullshit.
Nobody wants to hear about your Jesus shit. Terrifying. I mean, you know what I mean? And definitely, you know, God.
You know, terrifying.
And you got these, like, these parents. I have some friends of mine. They're great parents, but they're very hippie. And they, like, I remember when their kids were really young, the only thing they could watch on YouTube was, like, these, like, roller coaster, like, different roller coaster videos and shit. Very limited, or Peppa Pig and shit.
Hello, Peppa Pig.
Right, and so parents, some parents are very on the ball with what, I don't know, what their kids are subjected to, and I guarantee you, nobody wants to hear from this guy. Nobody wants to hear from this creepy fuck. Leave people's kids the fuck alone, wacko.
Jeez. Well, some of these wackos make it to the lieutenant governor position in a state here in the Union.
South Carolina or Idaho or
North Carolina. I don't know what this guy is going through.
Same motherfucker.
Sure, this lieutenant governor Mark Robinson, all of a sudden, either that or they're just now unearthing all this shit now that they know just what an absolute terrifying American Taliban Christo fascist lunatic this black Republican is.
Dude, and you said something when we first started talking about this guy, nobody gives a fuck about the lieutenant governorship.
You don't pay attention
people
to that.
People just vote for who the fuck ever. But really, maybe this is a sign that you should start paying attention. Because this guy's nuts.
This is craziness here. I mean, yeah. I know it'll be hard to believe.
Is this a guy you just check on now?
But this is... Where was he at here?
He's that crazy.
I don't know where he was at. It just says right-wing conference.
Yay.
At a right-wing Christian conference. So those are some of the clips we played, but we didn't play... Oh, we played the... where he said a television set is a one-eyed devil sitting right in your living room for the purpose of destroying your mind.
Ooh, the one-eyed devil?
Media stands for most evil demon in America. M-E-D-I-A.
That's funny.
Said it's time for the church to start being the leader in America because, quote, if there is to be a future in this country, it's going to have to be led by the people of God.
Right.
We played that clip.
Okay, that's not creepy. He's Christians. You guys need to take a Prozac, right?
Did we play this one?
We have got to wrestle this away from those folks. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it is flat out child abuse. Yeah. Take your children and tell them they have to attend school. Don't have a choice. And then some of them will tell them they don't want you to have a choice where they go to school. You have to send your children here to school. Then when they get there, what do they teach them? Teach them a bunch of stuff about how to hate America.
He needs to learn how to work a mic.
Yeah. This is his whole thing, like, they want to take... His whole thing is, like, they're taking Jesus out of schools.
Right.
Choice where they go to school. You have to send your children here to school. Then when they get there, what do they teach them? Teach them a bunch of stuff about how to hate America. Teach them a bunch of stuff about why they're racist. Teach them a bunch of stuff about transgenderism and homosexuality. I'm saying this now, and I've been saying it, and I don't care who likes it. Those issues have no place in a school. There's no reason anybody anywhere in America should be telling any child about transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth.
Filth. Or damn. Any of that filth. Lieutenant Governor...
The thing is, these goddamn Christians, is there any aspect of our lives that you don't have to fucking fill with this Jesus shit? Like school. Do you have to include this in education? Can't you just torture your kids with this shit when they're done with school, after school? Do you have to shove it down their throats during school? Is it necessary?
No, this one's great. God. But this is the one we didn't play.
To every animal, God has given the ability to defend itself. You know, I was reading a story one time about slugs, garden slugs.
Garden slugs. Slugs.
Slugs are cool.
Reading a story one time about slugs, garden slugs. Garden slugs are a little disgusting creature that make your skin crawl when you see them. They look absolutely objectionable, like, okay. Ugh, garden slug.
Well.
But God didn't even leave the garden slug out. Garden slug has little enzymes in it that make it unappealing for folks to eat. Certainly we wouldn't want to eat them. But even some animals look at garden slugs.
Where the fuck is he going with
this? What was his opening statement?
What did he say? Something about
God gave every animal
okay.
means to defend itself.
Even garden slugs.
Even garden slugs.
They need guns. Slugs?
No, we need guns. He gave us guns.
But is slugs like a pun for bullets? Is that what he's using?
Oh, maybe.
I mean,
guns in it.
God.
That make it unappealing for folks to eat. Certainly we won't want to eat them.
This is crazy.
But even some animals look at garden slugs and find them unappealing because there's an enzyme in them that gives off something. It drives creatures away. And there's even an enzyme in some of them that if creatures eat them, they'll automatically spit them out. God gave the garden slug a way to defend itself. Now, if God gave the garden slug a way to defend himself, what makes you think he didn't give man, who he created in his own image, a way to defend himself?
Holy shit.
There you go.
Damn. I mean, I don't know what to say. The garden slug. We're going to go to garden slugs so, to 2A.
But
no fucking problem.
Why did God not give man this wonderful gift of firearms when he was running away from saber-toothed tigers and when he was running away from wolves that were eating the fuck out of him?
Yeah, that's a good fucking point.
Where was God's...
Yeah, God...
All you give me is this little fucking spear, God?
Are you saying people existed simultaneously with dinosaurs and people?
I said saber-toothed tigers.
Saber-toothed tigers. I would be so mad. Dinosaurs. I don't know. A saber-toothed tiger encounter should make a sane person an atheist, shouldn't it?
Well, they've been extinct for a while, I think it might
be. Why would God let this horrible creature eat you? That's my problem with Jesus and God and the whole thing.
Well, it's all crazy.
Okay, if they're so powerful and they have all this control, then why do we have so many bad things going on?
You know, a bunch of these white waddlers that are sitting in this, fanning themselves in this church, listening to this moron.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go back to their coffee clutch and they're going to say, oh, you know what? God gave us the gift of guns, just like a garden slug. You pick that little fucker up and you try to eat him. You gotta spit him right out. You probably pick me up. I'm gonna shoot your mouth.
Hey, man, it's funny. Like how I don't even know. Like, okay, this guy is equating some Jesus shit with a 2A argument. You've even heard the 2A argument with the vaccine, right? Like, if you try to give me a shot, I'm going to shoot you kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, guns, they find their way into any crazy political discussion.
Yeah, they're way into them.
It's like they're violent, too. They're violent, and they're really? Crazy. Questionable science.
People way into guns might have violent tendencies, you're suggesting?
Well, we know this. There was a study a long time ago that showed, like, people that have a gun are more likely to escalate an argument because in their mind they know that they have a gun.
Well, it gives them a magic shield, they think, to be more of an asshole.
Yeah, if this argument gets too out of control, I can always shoot you.
Yeah.
When you see some of the BLM and other characters out there saying, say their name, they are invoking the spirits of their dead ancestors to give them a kind of satanic energy in order to overcome.
We speak your name. is invoking the ancestors.
Well,
because you know they're black.
I appreciate this.
Black ghosts can't come back, Ryan, as anything but demons. You should know that.
I think this is nice that this guy is pulling back the curtain so we can really see how the magic is working. It's nice.
This is Tom. Tom Horn, we played him before. He's an end times pastor and author. And,
prophet? You know. Oh, he's an author?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Tom Horn. I'm an author just like Henry Miller. How do you like that shit?
When you see some of the BLM and other characters out there saying, say their name, say their name, they are invoking the spirits of their dead ancestors to give them a kind of satanic energy in order to overcome the Christian influence that other...
God, you know, I'm playing New World, the new Amazon game, MMO. I'm playing a bunch of it these days. And
Bezos' game.
Right. They did well. I'm enjoying it.
That's cool, man. You kill people?
But it's more realistic in the game than what this asshole's talking about.
Yeah.
It's like the same. It's magic spells and healing and demons and
crazy
and rifts that you have to close into the dark world and shit like that. It's no different than what I'm doing in the video game.
I always think, like, don't these people ever hear themselves on these clips and think, oh my God, did you hear what I said? They played it on Right Wing Watch. I think I need to calm down. I'm going to go to the doctor and see if they can prescribe like an antidepressant or something, because I think I'm fucked up. I heard what I said on Right Wing Watch. They don't have these moments?
No.
To overcome the Christian influence that otherwise might be embellished within this country. So at its core, what we're seeing in America today...
When we say, we speak your name, we're invoking the dead demons.
Oh, yes, yes.
The dead spirits to come and protect us from the good Christian energy.
Right, right. But he's concerned because there are black people protesting... And they're saying the name of black people that were killed by cops. Is he worried that these ghosts are black?
Well, of course. He said BLM. Characters.
He thinks that black ghosts are coming for him?
Within this country. So at its core, what we're seeing in America today has history behind it that is very much demonic. And that's not just a play on words. So what guided Marx, and the reason that these people wind up becoming so violent, they literally want to bathe in the blood of Christianity and of believers.
How did Marx take some collateral damage just on the side there? Karl Marx is like, look, I just wrote about an economic system for fuck's sake. You guys have gone crazy.
You know, sometimes...
Marx is like, you know, I don't think capitalism is going to work in the long term. Here's something that might.
Do you think so?
That's it.
Sometimes these guys, these right-wing nut job guys, are like these guys that jump these dirt bikes and they do all kinds of twirls and fucking maneuvers and acrobatics, you know, in midair.
Sure.
And this guy's like, watch this. I'm going to do a Karl Marx.
I guess.
You know, I'm
just
land
it.
Watch
it's
this.
A pretty simple move, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. You just
they whip that one out pretty early. Yeah.
Races, Marx and I just do a flip, and then here I am. I pull the Marx.
Words. So what guided Marx, and the reason that these people wind up becoming so violent, they literally want to bathe in the blood of Christianity and of believers. And this is why you see the heads of those beheaded for their testimony under the altar in heaven.
Where is this?
What?
You have to say where this is.
So let me get this straight. When Mike Flynn says there's seven veils that we have to pray to and the archangels.
Yes.
That's anathema and that's demon speak.
Absolutely.
But what this guy just said about some heads hanging on altars?
Where is this?
An altar in heaven has a bunch of heads on it? What the fuck kind of heaven are you Christians going to? What is wrong with you people?
Listen, heaven is... I gotta tell you, if you haven't been to heaven, you're gonna have to brace yourself, because it's different than you thought.
What
it's kind of crazy up there.
Right!
They got all their Starbucks, they have heads hanging.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's all quiet, like harp music and shit, but apparently
there's... chill.
Apparently it's like Game of fucking Thrones.
Oh,
a giant altar of skulls.
Heaven is a lot more violent than you think, because it's honestly, this is what these people love this shit.
What is wrong with
you? Of course heaven's like that. They love it. It's their thing.
And this is why you see the heads of those beheaded for their testimony under the altar in heaven, is because it is satanic. It is Luciferian. Yeah. Right. We will exalt our throne above the throne of God. We will become more like, better than the Most High. So that's what is happening in America right now. It is what is behind the chaos that is both in the government and in the streets.
Is there, let me ask you something.
We're doomed.
Let's say.
We're just fucking doomed. Let's say
these lunatics come upon someone and they deem them Luciferian. And they're like, sorry, we would talk to you about the difference in our opinions, but our God says we should just cut your head off and stick it here under the altar. Sorry, that's just the way it is. You're Luciferian. Is that it? Is that what they think?
I guess.
Luciferian. So Luciferian, you lose your head and you're in that altar. That's super fucked up. That's very Christian. That's how it works. I'm sorry. That's actually some Viking shit.
Regardless of the ecumenical faith that you represent. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. So back to my Martian example, that Martian standing there in the middle of America today going, man, you guys are a bunch of pagans. You have no faith. You shut your churches down because of some idiotic science, confusion science that they're professing on us.
Some idiotic science that they're professing on us.
What? I mean,
we played the clip of the Republican, or we read, I think I read it, of the Republican legislator in some state that was like, I'm sick of this. Stop bringing me your studies and your data and bring me someone that actually says what is happening.
It's actually confusing, man. Do you know what I mean? Like,
this is Mikey Flynn. This is Mike Flynn on some ridiculous show. And here's where he defends what he said.
That we know is not truthful. It is not based on science. And then we also shut our churches down and we're arresting these ministers because of what? Because they're preaching faith and they're preaching Christ. I mean, come on. So I just, and then the message that I said, because you mentioned Planned Parenthood, the blocking of protests at Planned Parenthood. I mean, Planned Parenthood is a murder factory. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, they're not planning parenthood. They're actually killing our children. And if they were planning parenthood, then most of those women that went in there would save their children instead of allowing them to die.
It's all such crap.
It's crazy.
It's all such crap.
It's so crazy.
Planned Parenthood means we are planning to be parents so that the child is wanted and can be afforded and et cetera, et cetera.
We want to have Planned Parenthood.
Right. Not we were rolling around the back seat after we went mudding. Yeah. And all of a sudden, this guy wants missed your period. So,
yeah. Or this guy wants, like, hey, somebody got raped by an uncle.
Sure.
You got to have the kid.
It's not their child's fault.
That's what this guy thinks.
I'm at a place in my life now where I'm beyond the nonsense stage of my life, and I really think that our nation is turning towards a socialist type of society, and market capitalism, the power of money has become a big deal. The power of power.
What is he talking about?
He's flip-flopping. Yes. He's decrying socialism.
Right.
And then he's saying the power of money is bad.
It's as if he's one of these Trumpists that's just angry pants, but not, they don't know why they're angry
pants. It's the bullshit populism that they spread.
Yes.
Where it's, we hate socialism, we hate communism, but look at how the elites are treating us and not giving us anything. And that's how we got Trump.
Well, yeah.
Because all these working class people believed him. That he was going to, I'm for you. Oh, you're being lied to. You're being cheated.
Do you think Bill Clinton was right that Hillary should have spent more time?
Oh, 100%.
In the Midwest?
Absolutely.
Damn.
And the Democrats in general need to be championing unions everywhere. Everywhere.
I mean.
And stop allowing these fucking Republicans to somehow outlaw unions. Again, a group of rich guys getting together to form a corporation so that they can band together and have certain financial and legal protections. That's great. A group of employees banding together so they have certain financial and legal protections.
Right.
That's evil. Ooh. Stop that from happening. You hate capitalism if you want workers to be treated well.
God, don't you think a union would be good?
Of course.
I mean, because, you know, your workers.
And are there bad unions? Sure. Checks and balances.
The cops.
The whole point.
The cops.
Yeah.
They have a bad union.
Many.
Yeah.
Many bad unions. So there you go, Mikey Flynn.
Hey, man.
I'm not a Satanist.
God, Mikey Flynn. I mean, I feel like Mike Flynn's getting having a tough time with these Christians. I mean, if you guys aren't going to be accepting of Mikey Flynn, then who are you going to be accepting of?
And listen to what he said. This is this Daily Beast. This is a little known YouTube channel called Truth Unveiled TV. This is where this interview is. The video is titled, "Some Have Said General Flynn Prayed to Satan in a Recent Prayer."
Yes.
The host said, "I even saw a show the other day saying, Michael's flipped the other side of the devil, or on the side of the devil. Can you please explain what happened there?" And Flynn said, "All these people that talk about turning to whatever, people need to stop overthinking what everybody is saying."
Yes, yes. Stop overthinking everybody is saying.
A Q-loon is saying.
Oh my God, you're
Stop overthinking what people are saying.
These are before QAnon, these people used to look at toast and say there's Jesus' face.
Here it says, Daily Beast. Prior to his unusual, this unusual controversy, Flynn has embraced the position as a hero to support his QAnon. He took a QAnon oath on video, raised money from QAnon believers, and sold QAnon t-shirts in May. He even appeared at a QAnon conference.
Yes.
And tongue-fucked the idea of a military coup.
He tongue-fucked that. He tongue-fucked
a military coup. Maybe the military should take over.
Yes. But still,
that's
this guy.
Very American.
But, you know, Rick Wiles, we talked about this earlier in the show. You got to cut Mike Flynn a break.
I don't know. After that hard-hitting expose from True News, I don't know if he'll be able to recover, Brian.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't even understand why I'm standing up for this fuckhead. These right-wing nut jobs are very complicated. It seems like it's hard to keep these fuckers happy.
But you can't. It's
impossible.
It's grievance culture, yeah.
God.
Whiny little bitch babies.
You can't have anybody. This Mike Flynn guy says one prayer that's a little too weird for this one guy, and he's like, nope, he's out. Fuck him. God.
Wait, did he say something satanic? Did he say something Catholic?
These fuckers, I mean, god damn.
So did you see this, the new headline today?
Yeah.
Is that this giant report came out from the House Committee on Oversight and Reform.
Yay!
And this one, it's from a government paper called Selected Documents Related to the GSA Lease for Old Post Office Building.
Oh, part, shit.
Part one.
Oh, right.
.pdf.
This is in D.C., right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know who's renting the old post office building?
Donald fucking Trump.
And put a garish, hideous hotel there.
Yeah, and everybody went there while he was president, right? And spent tons of money?
Well, yeah. Well, now, former President Donald Trump reported that his downtown Washington hotel brought in $150 million in income while he served in the White House.
Damn, that's not bad.
But the hotel actually incurred more than $70 million in losses, according to a new report from the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. Quote, "By filing these misleading public disclosures, President Trump grossly exaggerated the financial health of the Trump Hotel."
Yeah. Why was this hotel losing money? It was in a good location, and he was making people stay there.
Because he's a shitty business person. Nobody wanted to stay there.
Overcharging.
Except for the Saudis and the Qatar and the Qatarians. Qatarians.
Qatarians.
Qatarians. Qatarites. Those from Qatar.
But it wasn't making
and
money.
A shit ton of Russians,
I'm
sure.
But they were overcharging for these places, so yes. They can't even make money like that.
The committee also found that when Trump first applied to lease the old post office building in 2011, he provided the federal government with information, quote, that appears to conceal certain debts.
Oh.
So this is where they're getting him. This is why it's taking so long with these investigations, because they're going after every purchase he's made and the filings he made for those purchases.
Yes.
Where Michael Cohen has already said.
He lied.
He testified that he inflated the prices.
Yes.
And it didn't list the liabilities. Like, he might have had a loan on a property that he didn't even write down.
Well, that's somebody's business.
Yeah. So they also say that he specifically didn't show outstanding balances for properties he owned in other major cities like New York, Chicago, and Las Vegas. The committee also said the newly obtained documents show that from 2017 through 20, Trump International Hotel in D.C. received about $3.7 million in payments from foreign governments.
Damn.
Which they said raises concerns about possible violations of the Constitution's Foreign Emoluments Clause.
As they say in tennis, violation.
Code violation.
Code violation. You, sir, are in violation.
May have gotten a code violation or two.
For what?
Swearing.
What'd you say?
Oh, I'm sure. Fuck yeah, that's exactly. I'm sure. I
tell you what, my brief foray into sports, there's no way I would have problems. It just would be, you know, my language is an issue. Is it? You know, it's hard to it's hard not to say fuck when some asshole makes a dumb fucking call. You know what I mean? It's hard. Code violation.
So, Washington Post says the top Democrats on the committee also allege that Trump received preferential treatment from Deutsche Bank.
Code violation.
When the bank allowed Trump to defer payments for 6 years on the principal of the property's $170 million loan.
Yeah, Trump doesn't fucking know any of this shit. Do you think Trump knows any of this shit?
And Deutsche Bank, we know, is the bank of Russian oligarchs.
Oh, well, that's...
Where they like to...
Is that a coincidence?
Do their business. I'm sure. Just a total quinky-dink.
Right. So there's all these weird coincidences with the Republicans. Like, Matt Gaetz regrets his friendship with this pedophile Joel Greenberg. But he said, you know, it's just a coincidence. There's nothing there.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. I just happened to be there the night that we were both drunk,
right,
cutting fake IDs for 16-year-old girls that we fly to the Bahamas.
I just happened to send you a Venmo payment for ass.
This'll be fun to bathe in for a moment.
Okay.
MAGA rioter Robert Reeder grew emotional during his plea hearing on Friday.
Okay.
For the riot and insurrection.
Right.
He pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of unlawfully parading, demonstrating, and picketing the Capitol. He told the court that he's remorseful. I sincerely apologize for my shameful actions, he said. I committed unacceptable actions for being there. I know it was really tough for the police. I've always supported the police 110%. And then he started tearing up, Ryan.
Yes.
I've lost my job.
Right.
I'm radioactive. Nobody wants to hire me. All they have to do is just Google my name.
Well,
it's not fair.
Sounds
I added the not fair part at the end.
Well, it's not fair is understood.
He also is complaining that he is no longer welcome to serve as a local Boy Scout master.
Oh,
what a creepy term that
Scout
is.
Scout master. Huh? Yeah, maybe the Boy Scout should. Do they exist anymore? I mean,
sure.
God, maybe rethink these terms. I'm the master.
Nobody will hire him as a sports coach.
Okay.
Even his church has told him to stay away and not be a distraction.
Right,
For the time being. Listen to that. This is alleged Christians. Are saying stay the fuck away.
Yeah, man. Don't come
around. We don't want your press.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Radioactive. All I did was try to overthrow the legal election. That's all I tried to do.
Radioactive. What do you think? You're going to turn into an ex-person? Please. Nobody likes you. You're not radioactive. You're just a fucking asshole.
By the way, the judge
wasn't
really buying it.
He didn't buy that shit.
The judge said, "It's become evident to me in the riot cases, many of the defendants who are pleading guilty are not truly accepting responsibility. They seem to be trying to get this out of the way as quickly as possible."
Yeah, this guy's bitching that he's radioactive. You're implying that...
And he was sentenced to 3 months.
Okay.
In jail.
Damn. You're radioactive. I'm sorry.
Nobody will hire me.
Dude, you're not radioactive. Try being radioactive for 10 minutes. You'll change your fucking tunes.
Radioactive.
What is that?
The song Radioactive?
Yeah, bye. Is it an 80s? But this guy is...
Imagine Dragons?
Okay, cool.
I think.
This guy is implying... The song, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing sometimes these little bitches don't break into song. It's like a musical. It's like their character is so upset and so like, they have to sing because they can no longer speak.
They're
so butthurt and upset.
So, yeah. Thoughts and prayers.
God, the grievance.
Poor
the grievance
little maggot who's now
God.
A victim.
Yes, I'm so sorry
I can't
for you.
Control.
I'm radioactive!
Right.
I'm radioactive! Well, now, you know, it's your fault, though. You did it. It's not like you just woke up and you didn't do anything and you're radioactive. You're a fuckhead and now you're radioactive. That's how that worked.
There's an upcoming event.
Yeah.
That is written about over to the Daily Beast also.
Ew.
Headline says, "Inside an ultra-right festival."
Okay. What?
Guns, a doomsday church, and Steve Bannon.
Who would go to this festival? This festival sounds horrible.
Freedom Festival, a far-right event held in Greenlee, Pennsylvania.
Nine!
Organized by a combo of fringe Christians and gun manufacturers.
Sounds like a party to me. Fringe, like loony fucking Christians and gun right. nuts. Good.
You got my chocolate and your peanut butter.
Ooh.
I got my peanut butter and your chocolate.
Pow, pow, pow.
I got my guns and your Christianity. Oh.
Everybody dies.
Speakers include.
Yes.
Former National Rifle Association spokesperson.
No.
And amplifier of the crab diving account with a retweet once.
Oh my God.
Dana Lash or Loesch, however the fuck you pronounce her name, that evil creature from the NRA.
That's a name I haven't heard in quite some time.
Remember, she retweeted us ironically because we said something about guns.
Right. Thank you, Dana.
And we got a whole bunch of followers.
Right.
And a few hate
yeah.
tweets.
Yeah.
We
were radioactive.
Former White House chief, also speaking, former White House chief strategist. Steve Bannon.
Oh, shit. Give it up for the blotch Nazi. How many shirts is this fuck wearing?
Daily Beast. Few Americans are even aware that the gun company Carr, K-A-H-R, yeah. and a rural Pennsylvania doomsday church, both run by the same ultra-rich Korean family. These are Moonies, aren't they? Aren't
oh,
these
my God.
Sun Young Moon and the ones that run that Epoch Times.
Great.
Crazy right-wing... website.
So these Jesus people are super duper into guns. They're
way
armed.
Into guns.
They pray and they shoot.
The annual Freedom Festival attracts gun enthusiasts,
yes.
and the type of people who attach "Don't Tread on Me" flags to the back of their trucks.
Shoot first, pray later, bitch.
But in the wake of the failed January 6th insurrection, the event's amalgamation of sovereign citizens and alt-truthers is taking on a new meaning.
God, this is a nightmare.
It is.
Do not go to this. And I would say, if you live in the area where this is taking place, stay the fuck home that night. Right?
So Ryan Bussey a former gun industry executive. Listen to this. Former gun industry executive.
Fuck you.
He's warning, however, that the presence of this Dana Lash, former spokesperson for the NRA, at this crazy batshit Freedom Festival is legitimizing extremism.
Oh, okay.
Quote, it's going to send a message across... He said it's bad.
This is a gun...
A former gun industry executive. It's going to send a message across the country that this is normal, that this is okay. This is American fascism developing right before our eyes. Okay. This is like 1936 Germany in a symposium. This is a former gun executive.
This makes me want to lock the doors, shutter the windows.
Oh, we gotta go.
Stay the fuck away from these fucking Nazis.
Let me finish this real quick. He says, the one that concerns me the most is Dana Lesh. She's treated by gun consumers like royalty, and here she is legitimizing this insanity. That scares me.
That scares a gun guy. That's like some guy from Camel saying, oh, don't smoke that one cigarette.
He's obviously a former NRA member, too. He says, it's what I fear. Anything... that will gin up people to buy more guns, hate people more, and vote for people like Trump. It's all of that on steroids.
No shit.
Doesn't the Klan meet in the dark out back behind Uncle's barn? This is right out in the open.
Damn.
Says.
Right. I mean, in Charlottesville, nobody had, there were no hoods.
Right.
They didn't give a shit.
Yeah, Jews will not replace us. They yelled into the camera.
You know, it's not like these maggots are so, like, passive.
Right.
I mean, you know, they do the right-wing nut job brain jujitsu because they want to fucking justify their racism or whatever, whatever they're fucked up.
We got to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of Fursuit Friday, everybody.
Right.
Thanks for listening. We'll do it again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every weekday, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, Ryan, we're available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing stuff. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a wonderful, great, etc. weekend and everything. Stay safe and stay away from Christian and take fuck lots.
Viva la Resistance.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.